Public.
All right, Spray there?
Sure, hold on, Mark.
Hi. I tried calling Bill, but his cell was out.
I was just Bloomberging him to have him call you in case you didn't.
Yeah. But now he asked me to speak to Sweeney to reiterate how bad the back office was before over that question about the LOA and stuff.
Oh, okay. And you never got a chance to talk to him yet?
Yeah, and I never got a chance to talk to him. I mean, is he aware that, I mean, Calabrese used to move money from accounts without telling anybody and putting it back in the wrong ones and shit like that?
Is Sweeney?
Yeah.
He should be. I mean, I don't know. I never really talked to him about it specifically, but I mean, I know it. I know that things just get moved around with the treasury bills and the discount notes and stuff like that. So, I mean, Tina had the letter, the LOA, to move the money, which I faxed over to them, so it, you know, that's the last I heard about it. I don't think the Fed ever came back and said.
No, well, Bill just said to, you know, ask me to call Sweeney to also put in, like, 2 cents on that stuff.
Right.
But that's why we changed the system, because Calabrese made an absolute mess of the other account.
Right, you mean to from the allocation of individual trades. Yeah, I know. I know, it was a total mess back there. And plus, that was in March, which anybody that looks at that month can understand what a crazy month March always is, so. But I will definitely, I was in the middle of sending him a message, so I'll make sure he calls you.
Okay, but I mean, with Sweeney, I mean, did you ever talk to Sweeney about that? I mean, about the problems that Calabrese caused and all that kind of stuff before?
Well, yeah, I mean, I talked to him in general about, you know, the problem with the accounts and movement of money. And I mean, one of the biggest problems was that the discount notes were held in the stock side, and he held some of them on the future side as collateral, and, you know, all the numbers, when you have them in succession like that, you know, 46012, 46013, you know what I mean? It got to be, it was crazy. There were errors left and right with money, but, you know, I don't know if he's going to say, well, that's...
I think the problem was the bank was too cheap to put up their own money, and we're trying to use our money for capital.
Oh, you mean the collateral?
Yeah.
For the, well, yeah, that was one of the fights that I always had, was trying to get the, everything integrated with the bank as far as clearing goes, because if you have people in the bank that are long bonds and you're short bonds, then the exchange, that should flatten each other out, and the exchange don't want anything from us.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had to put up our own collateral for your trading accounts, because they didn't do that. They didn't have one omnibus account at the bank for clearing. Everybody was doing their own thing. So, I mean, I've been fighting for that since we've been here. It makes no sense. You know, that futures, that securities was separate from the bank as far as positioning for clearing. So you're probably right. Since you had the major positions, they had to put up collateral at the exchanges for your own positions instead of offsetting them with other things at the bank.
Yeah, I mean, they were basically using Princeton's money rather than their own money to run their damn business. They're just too damn cheap to put up their own capital.
Yeah, I mean, that I don't know, but I know that the margining thing was, and that's when a lot of the discount notes had to get sold and whatever, because, you know, if you had on a large position, you had to have the cash to put up at the exchanges and, you know, that whole business, so. And every day, you know, when you're trading a lot, we had to go back and forth with positions, discount those positions, sell them, then we have excess, buy them, and, I mean, that was always a big mess. This account needed it, that one didn't, cross them. I mean, we always tried to do it in your best interest so that we didn't have to actually sell out discount those and cross them, but it did create internal problems with, you know, where the money actually was.
Yeah, because I remember, you know, even Crespo calling up and saying, hey, there's $600,000 more in our account. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, exactly, things like that. I mean, to me, it was never, with the LOAs, like I said to Bill, it was never that huge of an issue because they're all Princeton Global Management accounts, and they're all subs of each other. So it's still the same heading with the same customer.
Yeah, but that's only changed recently.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, before it wasn't. I mean, and he just made a total nightmare of it. We were trying to keep everyone absolutely separate. And
right, when we used to do allocation for each account, and we used to have different breakdowns, I mean, that was a nightmare. Each account had a percentage of your total.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I kept track. I have everything here, though, so it shouldn't be a problem. I keep copies of everything.
Even when he was selling out my 1 year notes by mistake?
Well, that, I mean, whatever, I should clarify that. Whatever I was involved in. Things that go on in New York that I don't know about, obviously I don't have copies.
Cost me $250,000. Entertain, don't sell any 1 year notes. If you need to liquidate anything, don't use 1 year notes, move them.
And he did it?
And he did it anyhow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I called Bill and told him about it. So it cost me $250,000.
Because he liquidated them early instead of letting them mature.
In the middle of October last year.
I never heard that. Bill must not have ever told me. Well, Sweeney, I don't know. I mean, he should know everything that goes on over there, because he's the one that's up there, you know what I mean? So I would assume that, and Bill talks to him all the time about stuff, so he should know.
You know, I mean, on this whole thing with the debits, I mean, I told him, I said, you know, I really think this thing should be independently audited, because he made a mess of everything. And, you know, Sweeney said, you're right, I don't blame him. Because I told myself, I don't really trust all these friggin' numbers.
Back and forth. I know. I mean, I know we've been audited by almost everybody you can be audited by, but, you know, that's from our end, from the outside's end. I don't know from your end if it would be different.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if, you know, I really don't know what the hell.
At this point, it's been, I mean, further in time you get, then you go back and try to recreate the whole thing. I guess it gets a little crazy.
Well, he would do things, and then we didn't even know he did it. And we didn't find out until
month end.
You know, or until we needed an NAV, and say, well, when he's not there, or Tina would call up and say, what's the NAV on this account? And he'd say $6 million, and go to you for an NAV, and 2 days later, there's only $3 million in there.
Right.
It's like, well, what the hell happened?
I know that stuff like that happens. I mean, I know that for a fact, because I'm the one that would say, what do you mean $3 million? You know, it was $6 million. Now that they do the NAVs every day, you know, it should be more transparent. If you guys look at them every day, you can see if there's any changes. But back then, when there weren't NAVs every day, I mean, exactly. You probably wouldn't know until the end of the month.
No, we wouldn't. We didn't know anything.
Until the end of your statement.
And there were just, you know, too many. It just got out of hand, or too damn many to check.
Oh, I know. Well, you have, like, probably 300 accounts here or so. I mean, granted, a lot of them are closed, but they still show, you know?
No, yeah. No, I know, it's next to impossible to try and recreate what the heck he screwed everything up there on him. All right, well, if you get a hold of Sweeney.
Okay, I'll make sure he calls you.
Okay.
In Maple Shade.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.